This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh. The new oncology block is aimed at strengthening cancer care facilities in the region. Inaugurating the block, the president said,
ये संतोष का विषय है कि रामकृष्ण मिशन सेवाश्रम चैरिटेबल अस्पताल धन के अभाव के कारण किसी भी रोगी को उपचार से वंचित नहीं किया जाए के प्रेरणादायक सिद्धांतों पर कार्य कर रहा है। ये विचार सच्चे अर्थ में करुणामय चिकित्सा सेवा की भावना को व्यक्त करता है।
President Murmu is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh since yesterday. Earlier in the morning, the President visited Premanandaji Maharaj Ashram. She also visited the Samadhi of Nibkarodi Baba in Vrindavan and paid floral tributes. In the evening, President Murmu will visit Vatsalya Gram, a welfare organization which works for the care of the elderly, women and children. India has reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan will remain in abeyance until Islamabad ends its support to terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said Pakistan must uphold the sanctity of human life before raising treaty concerns, calling it a global epicenter of terror. He said India signed the 1960 treaty in good faith, but Pakistan undermined it through wars and terror attacks. India suspended the pact after last year's gruesome Pahalgam attack. Harish also said India's attempt to discuss treaty modifications amidst technological and environmental changes were rejected by Pakistan. Speaking at a UN event to mark World Water Day yesterday, Harish said India remains committed to expanding access to safe water, highlighting progress under the Jal Jeevan Mission. In West Bengal, after the scrutiny of voters whose names were under adjudication in the SIR, Special Intensive Revision Process, the first supplementary list of disputed voters may be published today. The final electoral roll, which was released on the 28th of February after intensive revision, had more than 60 lakh names pending in the adjudication list. Ahead of the release of the supplementary list, Chief Justice of Calcutta High Court, Sujay Pal, convened an emergency meeting yesterday to ensure law and order and to safeguard judges and judicial officers involved in the SIR process. Chief Secretary Dushyant Narial also met with Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Agarwal and Special Observer Subrata Gupta. In a major breakthrough, 11 senior Maoists have surrendered before police and CRPF in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. This group includes Maoists holding key positions such as divisional committee members, area committee secretaries, commanders and area committee members. The surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 68 lakh rupees. Israel launched airstrikes on Tehran today as Iranians marked Nowruz, the Persian New Year, amid an escalating war. Explosions were reported around the capital a day after Israel signaled it would avoid striking a major Iranian gas field. Iran, meanwhile, stepped up attacks on energy targets across the Gulf. Blasts were also heard in Dubai early today as air defences intercepted incoming fire during Eid al-Fitr prayers. Iran continued firing missiles at Israel with sirens sounding from Haifa to the Galilee and near the Lebanon border. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his reflections on the profound spiritual atmosphere of Navratri, highlighting how the devotion to Ma Ambe fills the mind with immense peace and energy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared a devotional hymn dedicated to Ma Ambe. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Rani Avanti Bai Lodhi on her birth anniversary, describing her life as a unique example of courage, sacrifice and patriotism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during 1857, Rani Avanti Bai Lodhi stood firm against the British rule and chose martyrdom over surrender. He noted that her sacrifice is an immortal message of dedication and self-respect towards the nation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And with that, we end this news bulletin.